Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Di, I know she has a word that the Lord has given her for this morning. I'm going to ask her to come on up. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. So yesterday, Pastor mentioned that we had four people that were going to go on the journey to Israel, and I was so happy and relieved when I heard that the trip was canceled. And I just want to say that I love all of you so much. I really do. We do. We love you. We just want you to know that your pastors, really, God has given us such a love for each and every one of you. So just take that in your heart. I just wanted to express that we love you so much. And I was thinking about all of you yesterday and praying for each one of you and just feeling so much love for all of you. Carl Passaro is now in the hospital. Debbie brought him yesterday because he was not able to even stand up. So the social worker is going to make a decision on where he should go from here. So we just lift him up right now. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your hand has been on him. We thank you, Father, that I'm sure I can thank you for an internal work. Lord God, you're always about a work. In good seasons or bad seasons, you are our Father, and you're always about a good, good work. So, Father, we just pray that this social worker would have separate wisdom for Carl and would know, Lord God, what you would want to do right now. I know everywhere Carl goes, every time he's been in the hospital, he has ministered. He has told other patients, even doctor, about you. So I know that you have a place for him, oh God, if he's to stay in the hospital, and that you will use him. And he has not been in pain. He's been weak, but he has not had pain, and we thank you for that. And we ask you, Lord God, to just keep him alive, his heart and his love, his devotion for Christ. Keep it alive inside of him like fire, and let that fire touch many all around him. And we just trust you with him, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. This Tuesday night, we will have prayer at 7 o'clock. Okay, we've been having prayer like every other month. And so it's this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Let's gather together, 7 o'clock at night. Let's gather together for prayer. And this Thursday, I'm going to start the Bible study. We call it the Women's Bible Study, but we invite you, also the men, to come. I'm going to actually be doing a Bible study on fear. We've had already spoken about fear, but I know as days grow worse, and as you know, the end times, we're really approaching probably some very serious seasons coming upon America as well as all across the globe. And I feel that people, it's very easy to kind of come under fear now and then. And as things grow worse, you know what? The enemy, which is the spirit of fear, it's a spirit, wants to attack us. He really wants to attack the church, probably more than anyone, and cripple us, you know, with the spirit of fear. So I'm going to be doing a very extensive Bible study on fear. And I need to hear this myself, and I invite all of you. Men, if you would like to join us, we usually say it's a ladies' Bible study, but men come too. It's men and women Bible study, all right? Remember that. So it's Thursday at 11 o'clock. We'll start. All right. And you told me to remind you about taking an offering for Chuck. That was the other thing I had here. Oh, glory to God. Father, when we open up the word, we know that we're really opening up your heart. And Father, we want to look into your heart, Lord. We want to share, Lord God, your thoughts, your purposes, your desires, who you are. And so, Father, I just ask that you would anoint me. And that you would be pleased, Lord God. And Father, that I could feel the Holy Spirit leading. Not me, not even going according to what I wrote down. But I really want to be free in you, God. And so just help me, Lord. Spirit of God, oh Spirit of God, you're the helper. You lead and you guide us. So I'm asking you to help. In Jesus' name, amen. I really want to talk about good news, because there's lots of good news. I really want to talk about our good, good God. He is so good. And in the darkness that's all around us, he wraps himself in light. Jesus Christ does. And he visits us. And he's there. And his keeping power is with us. He wraps himself in light. Amen. We can listen to the news or watch the news or be with people and hear bad news. There's so much bad news. But there's much, much good news. You know that the enemy goes around. He goes around like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. That's 1 Peter chapter 5. But you know what? Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you will be also. Amen. I will come and take you to be with me that where I am, you will be also. John 14. I want us to really concentrate on God's heart. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. That's good news. That's good news. I want to look at good news because there's so much good news. 1 Peter 5:8. I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you shall be also. I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. John 10:10. The giver of life, Jesus, when we wake up to the truth of who he is and what he has done and the love, when he hung on that cross, he said, this is love. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But the love of God to allow his son to die that horrible death because of the love of God so that my children will come to know the love. And just like when I saw that cross yesterday morning, and I remembered going to that cross, and I went to that cross the day I got saved because I felt the love of God unctioning me on to that cross. And for once in my life, I understood what that cross meant and what that cross did. for me, for all of us. The enemy seduces humans into falsehood. He's a liar. He's the father of lies, Satan is. And he is out to kill, steal, destroy. But Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the life. I am the way. I am the truth. You see, God has it all covered. Amen? Just like we know the finished product of the cross, not one drop of blood was held back. And there's life in the blood. I know that I was breathing before I came to know the Lord, but I really wasn't living. I was a very unhappy girl, child, young lady. And when I came to that cross and the impact of how even I was so important to God and the love of God, something sparked inside of me. Do you know what I'm talking about? The good news is that Jesus came to the earth to save us. And the really good news, as though that's not good enough, is he's coming back again. Hallelujah. Jesus. He's coming back again. And we're getting closer and closer to that time. He's coming back again to take us home. Glory to God. I said, he's coming back again. There's so much good news, people, all around us. The devil rules his evil people with legions of demons, fallen angels, in the second heaven, in the sky, is where he reigns. But out of that same sky will come the Son of the Living God. Amen. The sky is going to split. Hallelujah. And God is going to call us up. Glory to God. And that time is drawing near. People are looking up now more than ever. And do you know what they're looking up for? Aliens. There's more talk about aliens and all this kind of stuff. And people are looking at the sky, but we're looking up. Amen? Amen? And we're looking to see Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior, coming through those clouds. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 27:1. I said it before. He wraps himself in light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Glory. Such good news. I'm telling you, I'm beaming because this is to me such truth, such life, abundant, and such a good future we have. Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Should I say that again? I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. In us. Wow, God puts faith in us. Jesus. And eternal glory awaits us. The word of God says, eternal glory awaits us. If you could just sit, maybe when you go home today, sit and think about that eternal glory awaits us. That the glory will be revealed in us, and eternal glory awaits us. This is good news. Oh, come on. The heck with the bad news. This is good news. Great things has he prepared for us that will make all the troubles we went through seem so small. I go to prepare a place for you. But I can't wrap my mind around that. I have tried, and I've come up with my own pictures and reasoning, whatever. But I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you shall be also for eternity in glory. I don't even know what that really means, in glory. I can only imagine this much. You know what? God is so big. God is so loving. God has such a father's heart. Good stuff. But he is big. He's enormous in power and love. His love is immense. This is good news, people. You know, Paul said, wrote a prayer, and it, I'm just breaking it down. He desired his covenant bride. If you look into certain things that I looked up, I'm just not going to go there, but the Lord desires his covenant bride to share and behold his glory forever. You can find that in Romans 8. But Jesus is waiting to give us what he has prepared for us and begin this wonderful journey that will never end with us in glory forever. The glory of Christ is the glory that he shared with his Father before the world was. It was majestic beauty and splendor beyond anything in or of a created order. I want to look up Romans 8. I'm going to read that scripture. And it is Romans 8:18. This is good news. Oops. All right, that's not the one I'm looking for. But this is, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us, which I said. But I'll get to that scripture. It's in here. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory to come. Jesus said, now I'm looking at the period of time that we're living in right now, and I'm saying, this is good. Even though there's so much craziness in the world, it's good. It's good for the church. It's good for those that love God. It is a good, good time. And as I'm walking about my house, different things are coming to my mind, and what's coming out of me is, it's good, isn't it, Lord? It's good. It might even be things that are a little confusing, whatever. It's good, isn't it, Lord? Because you're in it, because you're in my life. Jesus said, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus said that. Time is fulfilled, and now the kingdom of God is at hand. And we know he brought the kingdom. Amen? The kingdom is a spiritual place. Don't look for it on the earth. It's a spiritual place where we can live, breathe, have our being, be a blessing, enjoy all the goodness of God. Redemption, reconciliation, and restoration. This is all good news. Do you want a little bad news? Should I turn the channel for a minute? Or no? Okay, we'll keep going with the, I guess it's a no. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel good news. How beautiful are the feet, because you have a calling on your lives. We all do. Is to, everywhere your foot goes, is to bring a blessing, is to show the goodness of God. Everywhere we go. That's a beautiful song, isn't it, my sister? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel, the good news of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. And that's in Romans 10, 15. Give the people life and hope in Christ. There's so much hope. There's so much abundant life in Christ. Wake up in the morning and say, what do I say in the morning? How long are we married? 55 years next month. 55 years.
God has given us a brand new day.
Every day, every morning, I say, God has given us a new day, another day. Eugene, he's given us another day. And he'll go, yes, honey, right? And you forgot that?
For a moment.
2 Timothy, chapter 4. Let's turn there, please. This is so much fun. Timothy 4. 2 Timothy, chapter 4. Okay. Verse 2. Listen, people, this is for you, and this is for me. Preach the word. This is not for a so-called preacher. Preach the word. Use wisdom. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Hello? But according to their own desires, because they have itchy ears that will heap up for themselves teachers. So they will not be willing, there'll come a time, they'll be not be willing to open the door to what you're saying. So we have to make the most out of time. Amen? For there will be a time coming, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Oh, we need power. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, fulfill your ministry. This is for everyone. I'm sorry if you're a child of God. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the what fight? Horrible fight? Terrible fight? Good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but not to me only. Oh, it's not just for me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. So I don't understand what that is, and I dare not even delve into it, because it says, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. I kind of did a study on that, and I learned a little bit, but not enough even to share with you. It's beyond my knowing. It's beyond my dreams. What God has planned and laid up for us is beyond. God wants us to know his love and to concentrate on his love now and until he takes us off the earth till the end of time, concentrate on his love. Do you ever counsel yourself? Say you're not feeling so great. Say you're a little down in the dumps. Do you ever counsel yourself? I believe each one of us has a spirit of counsel. Do you ever counsel yourself? Okay. But your crazy pastor and her friend Barbara, we counsel ourselves. I go, I'm sorry, Barbara. I'm just me, the crazy one, not you. We're just having fun in the house of God, aren't we? It is good. But sometimes, if I feel depressed or I feel whatever, I'll actually counsel myself. And I bring up scripture. And do you know what else I do? And I do it kind of frequently. I let God tell me how wonderful I am. Weird, huh? I go before God and I ask him, how do you see me? I'm telling you, it'll knock your socks off. Because he begins ministering love. And he begins ministering such awesome, positive, wonderful things. He begins saying, my child, I created you. I filled you with my spirit. You have an anointing. You have a very good, bright future. I am with you always, even to the end of the world. I actually receive that and so much more. And you know what? When I have a time like that with the Lord, I feel strong. I mean physically. It was like medication, medicinal. I feel strong. Like I could leap over the mountains. But I feel accepted with all my mistakes, all my shortcomings, all my weaknesses. I feel so accepted, and that's where we're supposed to live every day, and so much more. I'm talking about abundant life in Jesus Christ. Oh, don't let the enemy rob you. Meditate on these things, the Bible tells us, so that things can awaken inside of us, be stirred up inside of us. Now, I'm just going to, God is so big. I'm just going to write something. I wrote some things down. I'm just going to read to you. He is so immense, so big, so powerful. His heart is so big. His love is immense. When we are filled with his love, that's when we bloom right before people. Because there's a great magnetic attraction around us. We have fruits. We have gifts, giftings, talents. We have perseverance because we're filled with his love. We can persevere. We have faithfulness because we're filled with his love. We have determination, dedication, commitment, obedience because we're filled with his love. See, we're walking in the season of good news. Everything is going crazy around us, The world is getting worse, sin. But we're the church, and this is a very good, vital season that we're in. Very good. And to wake up to God's goodness, it will never end. The awareness, the learning, the new, it'll never end. Makes this such a wonderful season. And we were called for this hour. What does that really mean? How great is our God? All his goodness. How great is our God? God is big. God is awesome, powerful, holy, righteous, majestic, full of wisdom, all-knowing, mighty. He is love. He's forgiving. He's tender. He's merciful. He's royal. He's glorious. He's divine. He carries truth, life. He carries love. He carries fragrance. It's all good. He is the one who creates, the revealing one, more than enough, all sufficient, master, the owner, and we are his bond slave, bonded in love. He does not change. He desires to meet our needs. He is our provider. God is love, and he is in love with you. Jehovah, who sanctifies my banner. He is victory. I am that I am. Whatever you need is what I am. I am the I am. Jehovah, our righteousness. Jehovah, my shepherd. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord, our smiter. The Lord most high, the mighty one. The Lord of recompense, God of Israel, God of justice. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Our God, how good is our God? I could never come close to description, describing God. I could never come close. But how good is our God? How great is our God? How big, how powerful, how holy, how righteous, how majestic, how full of wisdom is he? How all-knowing is he? How high, how mighty, how glorious, how loving, how forgiving, how tender, how merciful, how royal, how glorious. How much goodness does God have? What an awesome God we serve. How strong, how much power does he have? How much might, how holy is he? Oh, God. And we are called his children, the bride of his son, his people, a chosen generation, a holy people. People of God, put down your worries. People of God, put down your own desires. Lay them at his feet as an offering to the Lord, the God of the universe. Lay it all down. I want to go to, if you would, Malachi. I'm going to close soon. Malachi chapter 3. Oh, God is so wonderful. Malachi chapter 3, 16, 17, and 18. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. I thought that was interesting. And the Lord listened and heard them. So those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. Now, of course, that's a holy fear. That's a reverent fear. Amen? Amen. God is the most powerful force in not only the world but the universe, and we are to fear him reverently, a holy fear. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on that day that I make them my jewels. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming. This is chapter 4, verse 1. Burning like an oven, the day is coming. And all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. How big is our God? How powerful is our God? How loving is our God? How good is our God? What a season we are in, and what a mighty God we serve. I believe, even though things are rampant or going crazy, we are in a very good season, and I believe this is the season of the church. Psalm 23, verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Goodness, surely goodness. He gives us what we don't desire. Surely goodness and mercy. And God is not giving us what we deserve. Mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I'm going to end it here. Would you stand with me? God, I pray that this word, your word, refreshes our souls, God. And Father, it is so easy to look at the darkness, but Father, draw us into the light and to the one who wraps himself in light. Father, I pray, Lord God, that we would take care of our minds and become more and more mindful of you and your goodness. Your goodness is your love towards us. Your goodness is your forgiving heart. Your goodness are all the plans laid out for us on this earth and in heaven, and on the new earth, oh God. You have so many plans for your children, for the bride of your son. You have so many gifts. We are in good hands. We are safe and full of your mercy, God. Oh God, awaken us, Lord, to truly, Lord, know you. Awaken us, O God, to truly fulfill your purposes. Awaken us, O God, to a renewed sense of life and sense of purpose and minds renewed, God. And keep our minds sharp. Keep ourselves happy in you, Lord God. Soundness, Father. Good health, O God. Father, you have anointed each one of us. We are anointed. We're an anointed people. We can break yokes with the anointing, Lord God. We are anointed with giftings, O God. We have an anointed tongue. We each have an anointed tongue to speak about life in Christ. Just as my sister spoke to three people in the supermarket, we are anointed to open up our mouths. Father, I pray, oh God, that we will shine in these days. As the days grow darker, we will shine brighter and brighter and brighter. And we are receiving the belief, Lord God, that this is a good season of time. It is a good season of time to be alive. Oh God, use us. Father, sharpen all the gifts that you've given us. Sharpen them, Lord God. Sharp, Lord God, like we would be like a two-edged sword, dividing, oh God, not just in ourselves, but dividing, Lord, others, Lord God, cutting away the false belief system, cutting away the hatred, the anger, the sin, Lord God, by what we speak, our tongues, like a sword. Father, helping people to come into the light, helping people to understand your love, helping people, Lord God, to give their hearts to you. As time grows darker, let our anointings grow stronger. And Father, may we stir up the gifts within us. We all have gifts. Stir them up. Stir them up. Stir them up. If you're a teacher, then be a teacher. If you're a preacher, then be a preacher. Whatever God has given you, you don't need a platform. The cross is your platform. Go and reach the world. Go, open your mouths. And Father, we pray that you will overflow us with love. We love to be with the Christians. We love to have our Bible studies. We love to have our cake and coffee. And we love to go out for dinner. And we love this and we love that. But Lord God, give us a burning love for the lost. Amen. To be with them, Lord God. To open our mouths, that they look in our eyes and they see something different. We want to make a difference, Lord. Give us a hunger for souls. Oh, Father, give us a hunger. And thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you for opening up yourself to us, Lord God. May we see more as the day approaches. More of you. More of your goodness. More of your goodness. May we become more like you. Have the mind of Christ, Lord God. And do a good, good work until you bring us home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. The cafe is open.